KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. I'll check your sports this morning. The Iowa Print Sports Writers Association announced the 2020 Boys Basketball All-State teams on Tuesday. Those teams selected by Print Sports Writers in Iowa during a meeting on Sunday. Norwalk's Bowen Bourne was named Mr. Basketball. He led Norwalk to their first state championship at Class 3A. Bourne is a University of Northern Iowa recruit. He was just 17 points shy of 1,000 points in his senior season alone, scoring an average of 36.4 a game. The 5'11 guard was sixth on the Iowa High School boys basketball all-time career scoring list. Others from the area who were honored, Class 1A, second team selection, Brennan Seffert of Bedford. Also a third team pick was Xyra EHK senior Creighton Nelson. In Class 2A, Jack Tarks of Trainer was named a second-team selection. His teammate, Jack Stogdale, was a third-teamer. In Class 3A, Ryan Bloom of Glenwood was a second-team selection, while Carroll's Carter Line and Harlan's Connor Bruck were both third-team picks. And in Class 4A, Josh Dix of Abraham Lincoln was a third-team selection. University of Iowa men's basketball junior Luca Garza was named a first-team All-American by CBS Sports, NBC Sports, and USA Today. Joining Garza on all three of the five-player lists are Dayton's Obi Toppin, Udoka Azubuike of Kansas, Marquette's Marcus Howard, and Oregon's Peyton Pritchard. Last week, Sporting News tabbed Garza its National Player of the Year and a first-team All-American. Garza is the first player in Iowa history to earn National Player of the Year distinction. He was also voted the U.S. BWA District 4 Player, a District 6 Player of the Year, and the Big Ten Men's Basketball Player of the Year. The Washington, D.C. native is a finalist for five other national awards. Among the honors so far this year for Garza, Sporting News National Player of the Year, Bleacher Report National Player of the Year, Seth Davis of The Athletic's National Player of the Year, Sporting News, CBS, NBC, and USA Today First Team All-American, Big Ten Men's Player of the Year, the District Player of the Year. He's also a National Wooden Award National Ballot member, a Naismith Trophy semifinalist, Oscar Robertson Player of the Year Trophy semifinalist, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Center of the Year Award finalist, and Lute Olson Award Top 30 member. Well, South Carolina is number one in the final Associated Press women's basketball poll of the season for the first time in school history. The Gamecocks received 26 first-place votes, and number two Oregon got the other four. Baylor, Maryland, and UConn round out the top five. The AP has always released its final poll of the season before the start of the NCAA tournament, which, of course, has been canceled. Louisville, Stanford, and NC State, Mississippi State, and UCLA round out the top 10. Iowa finishes the year ranked 21st. The final men's poll is set to be released today. Well, plenty of action in the NFL, and none bigger than Tom Brady's decision. He says he's thrown his final pass for the New England Patriots, and it appears he could be headed to Florida. The 42-year-old quarterback has posted on social media, "My football journey will take place elsewhere." The comments were the first to indicate that he'd leave the franchise that he's led to six Super Bowl titles and the only professional football home that he's had. Brady's representatives are in serious contract discussions with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brady isn't the only decorated quarterback to leave the only NFL team for which he's played. Longtime Chargers star Philip Rivers has agreed to a one-year contract with the Colts. Rivers spent his first 16 NFL seasons with the Chargers and has set almost every major team record for quarterbacks since being taken first overall in the 2004 NFL draft. The eight-time Pro Bowl selection joins a team that went 7-9 with Jacoby Brissett under center and faded badly during the second half last season. The Panthers are parting ways with 2015 NFL MVP Cam Newton. Panthers general manager Marty Herney said on Twitter the team is working with Newton and his agent to find a trade partner. The quarterback responded on social media by saying he never requested a trade, telling the organization to stop the wordplay because they're trying to manipulate the narrative and act like he requested a trade. Carolina has replaced Newton with Saints quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, who accepted a three-year, $63 million contract. The 27-year-old Bridgewater won each of his five starts for the Saints last season, completing 68% of his passes with nine touchdowns and two interceptions. Meanwhile, the Saints are keeping their record-setting quarterback, giving Drew Brees a two-year, $50 million deal. The 41-year-old Breeze is the NFL's all-time leader in completions, yards passing, and touchdowns. However, these and other deals may not be finalized until today. A person familiar with discussions Tuesday night told the Associated Press the deals might not be confirmed by teams today when the NFL's business season begins. That's due to free agents being unable to travel and actually sign those agreements, which is a recent league policy to safeguard against the coronavirus. The NFL has banned travel for players and team personnel, while also advising clubs that physical exams can only be taken locally by free agents who reach deals. Also around the league, a person with knowledge of the deal tells the Associated Press that the Broncos have agreed to a two-year contract with veteran free agent quarterback Jeff Driscoll. He's a former sixth-round pick out of Florida in 2016. A person familiar with the deal says veteran tight end Jason Witten has agreed to a one-year contract with the Raiders. Witten ended a one-year retirement to return to Dallas this past season. The Bears have agreed to a five-year, $70 million deal with former All-Pro defensive end Robert Quinn. He recorded 11.5 sacks with Dallas last year, despite a two-game suspension for violating the NFL's policy against performance-enhancing drugs. The Bears also released outside linebacker Leonard Floyd, parting with a former first-round draft pick who never boosted their pass rush the way they envisioned. The Buccaneers are retaining a key piece of an improved defense, agreeing to re-sign linebacker Jason Pierre-Paul to a two-year, $27 million deal. Safety Trey Boston has accepted a three-year, $18 million contract to keep him with the Panthers. The Eagles have released safety standout Malcolm Jenkins, who led their secondary for the last 6 years, helping them win the 2017 NFL title. The Titans have agreed to terms with defensive end Vic Beasley, who led the NFL with 15.5 sacks in 2016 for the Falcons. The Ravens have fortified their defensive front by obtaining free agent Michael Brockers. Linebacker Sean Lee is returning for an 11th season with the Cowboys with a $4.5 million contract. Free agent linebacker Joe Schobert is joining the Jaguars after four seasons with the Browns. The Rams have declined their contract option on cornerback Nickell Robey-Coleman, who had been the team's nickel cornerback and their top defender on slot receivers. A person familiar with the move says defensive tackle Jordan Phillips has agreed to sign with the Cardinals. The Lions have released linebacker Devin Kennard. The Giants have reached an agreement with Kyler Fackrell on a reported one-year contract. The Steelers have placed the inside linebacker Ryan Shazier on the reserve retired list, but the team says the move doesn't rule out the possibility of Shazier playing again. He spent the last two seasons on the physically unable to perform list while recovering from a spinal injury suffered in December of 2017. Shazier has made remarkable progress since the injury and has continued working out in hopes of one day being cleared to play again. And in other sports news, Kevin Durant is one of four Brooklyn Nets players to have tested positive for the coronavirus, bringing the total of seven known players in the NBA. The Nets did not name the players Tuesday, but Durant confirmed he was one of them to the Athletic, saying, "Everyone be careful and take care of yourself and quarantine. We're going to get through this." The Nets announced that one player is exhibiting symptoms, while the other three are asymptomatic. Utah's Rudy Gobert and Devon Mitchell, as well as Detroit's Christian Wood, are the other players who've tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.